Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Wednesday morning, August the 11th, 2010. You know, I published an article last week called What is Truth? And I even taught a little bit on that this past Sunday at our Glendale Bible Fellowship. And I've been thinking about this for a week or so because, you know, we all have certain things that we believe to be true. And many times we choose to believe that something is true because we trust the source of the information. And when you think about it, when it comes to spiritual matters, we really ought to ask ourselves why we believe what we believe. You ever take the time to do that? Something that you absolutely believe, just stop and go, why do I believe that? Why do I believe what I believe? Now, who wants to believe error? I know I don't. I'm sure you don't. But many years ago, most people believed that the world was flat. Now, why did they believe that? Did they take a trip all the way to the edge and almost fall off, come back and go, yep, it's really flat? No, the reason they believed the earth was flat is because they trusted the source of information. And believing that falsehood really didn't have any direct impact on their lives. I mean, it might have kept them from traveling too far. But there are a number of things that can and do have a very direct impact on our lives if we choose to believe the information presented. A silly illustration would be if you really believed that eating Snickers bars for breakfast, lunch, and dinner would be a way to really live a healthy, long life, okay? That might be detrimental to your life. And of course, when it comes to the food category, hardly a day goes by when somebody says, don't eat this, it's bad for you. And then they turn around a couple of years later and go, well, no, this is really good, you can eat that. So there's a battle that goes on in that whole arena of food and what to eat and when to eat and all that. But you know what? There's also a pretty big battle that goes on in the spiritual realm. Debates over what is true just continue on and have been going on for centuries. Various religions all claim that they have the truth. Even Christians who use the same Bible as their source of truth are divided on what is true. For example, how about the topic of baptism? There are some people that absolutely believe that baptism requires total submersion in water. Okay? They believe that's true. There are other people that believe that sprinkling water on the head is the right way to do baptism, that that's true. Now, those are just two of the right ways of baptizing, and not even taking into account the debate on how old one should be in order to be baptized. Okay, so how does one find the truth? How can you be sure when it comes to spiritual matters that what you believe is really true? Well, sadly, a lot of people allow the packaging and the presentation to convince them that what they're hearing is indeed the truth. You know, over the years, and I'll bet this is true for you too, but over the years, I've heard people on a number of occasions talk about how many people attend their church. Oh, we have this many people that come to our church. Oh, I went to so-and-so's church and they have this many people there. And they talk about how great the choir is. Oh, we've got the greatest choir in the whole world at our place. And our music department is so fantastic. And we've got the most beautiful building. You should see some of our stained glass windows. Absolutely gorgeous. And they talk about how entertaining the pastor is. Oh, I'm telling you, this man, he is so funny. He's so fantastic. Oh, our pastor can tell some of the greatest stories. You know, I would much rather hear people talk about the message they heard, or what they learned, or better yet, how they're applying what they heard and what they learned, how they're applying that in their lives, and the results they're getting because of the information they heard. Now, when it comes to truth, truth is truth no matter who says it, or where they say it, or when they say it. You know, a little 4-year-old, a little 5-year-old could speak words of truth, right? You could be driving down the street, see a billboard that had a line of truth in it, right? Even a condemned criminal could speak the truth, right? So it doesn't matter who says it, when they say it, or where they say it. Truth is truth, regardless of who says it, regardless of the trappings, regardless of the presentation even. But the real question is, how do you know what is truth and what is not? And we all have things that we currently believe. You do, I do. And when we hear something that contradicts what we believe, then those little alarms go off, don't they? Because we recognize that what we're hearing is in conflict to what we believe as true. But if we trust the source of that information that we're hearing, then we're more apt to consider what's being said, even if it's contradictory to what we believe already, right? We may get convinced that what we thought was true is not. Or, because of what we already believe, we may dismiss this new information. Now, this process goes on all the time, doesn't it? But here's the question. What's the standard for truth? This, I believe, is the most critical aspect when it comes to spiritual matters. And I know it's taken seriously in other arenas in life, but I believe the most critical and important place to have a standard for truth is when it comes to spiritual matters. You know, when it comes to the size of a room, if you need new flooring in a room. Okay, somebody can just look at the room and go, oh, that's a 10 by 10. Or somebody else could go, no, I think that's 10 by 11. And then you ever seen somebody walk it off heel to toe? How do you really get an accurate measurement of a room? Well, you take out the standard, a tape measure, and you measure the room. Then you know, truthfully, this room is 10 feet by 5.5 feet. Then you know, that's the truth. Now, if you measure it with a tape measure and somebody goes, no, that can't be right. It's a 10 by 10 room. You go, hey, here's the tape measure. You measure it. So now think about this. When it comes to spiritual matters, if there is no standard for truth, then we're all just going to go through life guessing. I mean, that's an honest assessment, isn't it? If there's no standard for truth, we're all just guessing. We can latch on to whatever seems interesting at the moment. We can believe what we want to believe. We can live our lives, and all for what purpose? We don't really know unless there is a standard for truth. Well, the greatest man who ever lived answered the question for us. In praying to his heavenly Father, Jesus Christ said, "Your word is truth." You can read in the Gospels in another place where he told his disciples that the truth would set them free. Having a right understanding of what the Bible declares will give you a standard for truth. And having that standard for truth then enables you to measure against any other information to find out if that is indeed true or it's not true, so that you won't be led into believing error. Now think about this. On the other hand, if the Bible, the Scriptures, if the Bible is not the standard for spiritual truth, then what is? And if you have an answer to that question, I have another question. How do you know? There are way too many people who base their spiritual beliefs and their corresponding actions on information that they just feel is right. You know, that just sounds right to me. That sounds good. That feels good. You know, something that sounds good or feels good doesn't necessarily mean that it's the truth. And that's why it's of great profit to continue to build an accurate understanding of what the Bible says. Because you see, with that understanding and belief in the truth, you're then able to separate truth from error. But without a standard for truth, if you're really honest, you have to admit that you're going through life just guessing and hoping that you're right. Did you hear what I just said? Without a standard for truth, if you're really honest, then you would have to admit that you are going through life guessing and hoping that you're right. But when you have a standard for truth, then you can confidently say, this room is 10 feet by 5.5 feet. And you know you're right. You absolutely know you're right. And the reason you know you're right is because of the standard, the tape measure in this case. But for living our lives, which is a lot more important than measuring a room, in living our lives, we have a standard for truth. It's an accurate understanding of what the Bible says. Well, that's it for this podcast. Have you got a comment? I'd love to hear what's on your mind. Go ahead and type it in down below. And don't forget, if you're a subscriber to this blog, you don't have to bookmark the site or check back to see if I posted something new, because if you're a subscriber, then you're going to get notified personally every time something new is posted. And it doesn't cost you anything to be a subscriber. It's free. And if you do subscribe, as my way of saying thanks, I'm going to give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.